At 2 a.m. in a region of mostly trailers and farmland, the unimaginable happened. A neighbor of Chad and Lorraine Watson called 911 to report their home was on fire with the couple and their 9 children still inside.
A couple of the first responders live very close, just down the road. They were able to get here in just a matter of minutes. When they arrived, the house was fully engulfed.
Trooper Stu Recky was on the scene as a spokesman for Kentucky State Police.
The father and one of the female children were able to get out.
36-year-old Chad Watson and his 11-year-old daughter Kylie were taken to Vanderbilt Hospital in Nashville. As of Thursday afternoon, they were listed in critical but stable condition. The mother, 35-year-old Lorraine Watson, and 8 of her children did not make it out of the single-family house. The children were 15-year-old Madison, 14-year-old Caitlin, 13-year-old Morgan, 9-year-old Emily, 8-year-old Samuel, 6-year-old Reagan, and 4-year-old twins Mark and Nathaniel.
8 of the victims were located together in a room close to the front of the house. The other victim, the 9th victim, was located approximately 10 to 15 feet away from them.
Neighbor Clarence Humphrey is still in shock. He got up to use the restroom in the middle of the night and heard sirens.
I looked out my window about the time they were getting here, and there was nothing they could do because it was flames shooting way up in the air.
Humphrey has lived in Muhlenberg County for 43 years, and by far it's the worst tragedy he's seen.
Well, I worked in a coal mine 20 years and never saw much more than a cut finger. And then something like this in my own backyard happened. It's hard to take, hard to understand.
The Watsons lived in a small, deteriorating home, hardly large enough for a family of 11. Humphrey says the father was a part-time preacher.
I just knew those good people, never bothered anybody. He raised his kids right, took them to church every Sunday.
Humphrey's home is about 100 feet from the Watson home, and he used to watch the children outside.
Yeah, I'd see them out playing. Sometimes they'd be down in the backyard there where the swings and things are. 3 of them always rode their bicycle out front here and down the road. And when my wife and I would walk around the block every so often during the summer, and I'd pick at them, play with them.
Investigators have ruled the fire accidental. Again, State Police spokesman Stu Recky.
An electric baseboard heater in one of the front bedrooms ignited some nearby combustible materials, and that's what started the fire.
It's not known if the house had smoke detectors. The Watson home was in the rural Deploy community of Muhlenberg County. Word of the fire spread quickly through the county seat of Greenville, a town of about 4,000. Robin Groves, a customer at a local convenience store, said it will take time, but the community will heal.
Me personally, it just tears me up. I mean, I don't know how that family's going to deal with this, something like this, you know, losing 8 kids, you know, and the mother of them kids. It's just unbelievable.
Grief counselors are at the local schools. An Old National Bank in Muhlenberg County has set up a fund to help pay funeral expenses. I'm Lisa Autry for WKU Public Radio.